This is Edra O'Shea of Apollo Sons on the inspiration for A Song for Sterling.
A Song for Sterling is, I think for me, like a really personal song. It was written at like, maybe like as the band was like a year old. But that first riff that opens it up, it's kind of like abrasive. And it was kind of meant to be like, I wanted it to like really be kind of cutting. Cause I remember watching, I was watching the news, which is like terrible to do sometimes. And it was during that period where a lot of like, black men and women were being like brutally beaten and harassed and murdered by police officers, like all over the states. And the news was covering this, and I was, I just felt like terrible watching this. I guess up until that point, I hadn't, when you know something is there, but it's not like in, it's only in your peripherals or not even there. It's just like, you don't really see it. But then over this, during the Black Lives Matter movement, you were being shown this a lot, and like, oh, this happens a lot, and I remember like writing a lot of this song, watching that, and I wanted to convey my confusion and anger about the situation of like, well, this is super terrible for this group, this community, and then the last part of the song is just about like, maybe like the hopefulness, like it'll kind of like, like it'll get better. And Sterling is the last name of Alton Sterling. And he was one of the men who was, an unarmed, man who was, shot by police. So it's kind of like, I guess like a tribute for him, because that's what I was watching at the time.
Thank you.
This is Ryan McMahon with the meaning behind his song, Too Tired for Love.
Too tired for love. I got to hire my family. I got to exploit my kids. It's an interesting generation. I was having, before I wrote that song, I was having some chats with my she's now 15-year-old daughter. And she was kind of mentioning that, boys don't muster the courage to go up and ask girls out anymore. They just kind of like get their Snapchat or they get their Instagram or whatever, and they just message them. And it's like this new generation that go online and they're just shopping for not even things anymore. We're shopping for people. And that really, frightens the shit out of me. So I had this conversation with her. I feel like that technology, while very exciting, and it's very, I use it to my advantage. I use technology every day, but I think that it's getting us into a situation where we've never been more connected, but we're also never more alone. And that's what the song's about. And that's what we kind of tried to demonstrate in the video with all my kids coming up to me with either issues or they just wanted some attention. They wanted me to look at something, but I got a laptop open. I think I had two computers open, a phone going. I'm too tired for them. I'm too inundated with technology and busy to take their issues seriously. And I think we just got it by the end of the video. The laptop shuts down, the phone shuts down. We got to look at each other again and be human. Don't forget.
I woke up to church bells, which woke up the guns. Started days with fires deep inside my blood. I told my friends to get away for good. Because I'm tired, oh, I'm tired. Too tired for love, too tired for love. I went down to water to make my living well. I didn't have what they wanted, so they buried me with my fill. Of all these things that own me, that are the downfall of me still, I find they raise me. Put a stop to the growing. I was carrying things that I didn't know or trust. I was an ocean made of salty tears, following the steps of drunk pioneers. I forgot who I thought I was. Changes that I did not want, but still I had to face them and everything I'm not. Come back to this old place, come back to what we are, come back to everything. It's gonna be different from before.